Fellow students, it's a pleasure to be here again this year. As we come together in this way, we're told to exhort one another. So much the more as we see the day of the Lord approaching. This morning I have chosen for my subject, wisdom. We find that wisdom is a quality and a development of mind that should be sought after and cultivated by all the children of God. The true wisdom which James speaks of as being from above is the wisdom that we are interested in. In the 28th chapter of Job, we find these words: silver is taken out of the mine, and there is a place where gold is found. Iron is taken out of the earth, and brass is molten out of the stone. Out of the earth also cometh bread, and under it is turned up as it were fire. The stones of it are the place of sapphires. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. And Job then asked the question, but where shall wisdom be found? And where is the place of understanding? And he goes on to say, man knoweth not the price thereof, neither is it found in the land of the living. No, we must go to the word of God to obtain it. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. It cannot be dug out of the earth, as Job says, the depth saith, it is not in me. And the sea saith, it is not in me. As to the price and value of wisdom, Job says, man knoweth not the price thereof. And we find a few men have any idea what must be paid for it. And it is hard for us to fully grasp the value of the wisdom which brings one eternal life. Job says, it cannot be gotten for gold, neither shall silver be weighed for the price thereof. And the exchange of it shall not be for jewels of fine gold. Wisdom is equally within the reach of those who have little of this world's goods, as well as those who have much. The greatest gifts of life, such as wisdom, the knowledge of God, faith, and love, cannot be bought with money. We have an example of this in the 8th chapter of the Acts, where Simon the sorcerer offered the apostles money in an effort to buy the power to cause others to receive the Holy Spirit by the laying on of his hands. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. In the 55th chapter of Isaiah, we find these words: ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that hath no money, come, buy and eat. Yea, come and buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear, and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. In these verses we find the riches from God are to be had without money. We are invited to come and help ourselves freely to the knowledge of God and to the wisdom which is from above. But though we have the invitation to come to the waters, we find that we must pay something. We are requested to buy wine, milk, bread. Now the waters represent the word of God. The milk, bread, the wine are the instruction, the knowledge, and the wisdom that we obtain from that word. We must have a desire for wisdom, as the Lord Jesus expressed it, a hunger and thirst after righteousness. And the Lord Jesus also said, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. The Apostle John says, It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. And in the last chapter of the Bible we read, the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. And after coming to the waters, we are told to hearken diligently. And we read in Proverbs, Doth not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? Unto you, O men, I call, O ye simple. Understand wisdom, hear, for I will speak of excellent things. Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. I lead in the way of righteousness. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children. Hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, watching at the posts of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me, wrongeth his own soul. And Job says, Behold the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. And in Proverbs we read, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. And that by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil, and the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. We see here the close connection between wisdom, the fear of the Lord, and the departure from evil. And we see that the way of acquiring wisdom is by close and diligent attention to the Word of God and its requirements. It involves labor, self-denial, and much thought, a price that we must pay, which in the sight of God is so far above gold and silver that the latter are not even accounted as a purchase price for it. It is obvious that wisdom is of greater value than any material possession, and we know that the appraisal of it is not overdone, for it is the Word of God that appraises it. Job tells us that wisdom is of greater value than pure gold and precious stones. Now for us there is not much prospect of getting any such material treasure, but wisdom is of greater value and lies open to us for the effort. We read in Proverbs of wisdom that she is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Think of it. How better could wisdom be emphasized? All the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. We read further, Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Now, finding implies a searching or a seeking. And we have it on the authority of the Lord Jesus, that if we seek, we shall find. We are told that through wisdom, we obtain the gifts of God that money cannot buy, such as love, favor, peace, faith, and hope. We read, Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. In the Epistle of James we read, Who is a wise man and endowed with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. Now the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now to sum up what we have considered, we have the exhortation to read often, and much the Word of God, to read diligently, thoughtfully, searchingly, endeavoring to understand and to apply to our life its wisdom and guidance. For as the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, the Holy Scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Wise unto salvation is the only true wisdom, the only acquisition that can completely satisfy, and that continues to satisfy even unto death. And beyond, in the resurrection morn, in the kingdom of God, when they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever. Surely wisdom is so precious that it cannot be compared to gold and fine jewels, and yet, whether we be rich or poor, it is available to us now.